This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
The best.
And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Yes, sir. By the way, update. Attorney Rob Inaria wanted us to know barbecue pork, his pig, will be 11 in August. And she's not any particular nationality, so I am apologize for announcing she was Korean.
You're a pigist, so.
Well, you know what's crazy? I've known more pigs that were Korean with pot bellies than I have humans that were Korean with pot bellies. You understand what I'm saying? It's like only the pigs get them. The rest of them are usually very fit.
Is that long for a pig? 11 years?
You know, I don't know what
can
that,
they go to 50?
I don't know what the translation is as far as. You know, usually it's 7, 6, 7, 8, generally on a lot of animals, you know, in human years.
Yeah.
It's like weird inflationary numbers you got to figure out.
Stupid dog year thing, whatever that is.
And plus, if they're born on leap year, they're 14. I don't know.
He won Jackie Lee. I don't know how old he is.
I don't know.
He's a human, but he was born on leap year.
He was. It is. All right. You want me to start?
Yeah, you go ahead and start.
All right, I'll start. This, again, mine are short but sweet, but I love them all, and laughter is the best medicine. San Francisco Giants, Paige.
Oh, you, nice.
You're familiar with the team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Giants, they were big 10-foot-tall skeletons that were found in the San Francisco area in the 1800s, and that's generally thought why they're called the San Francisco Giants. True story.
God, I always wondered.
True story. Yeah, I don't know why they do it in New York, but I'm telling you, that's the other. There was a St. Louis Giants at one point as well, but nevertheless, Logan Webb, who is a great baseball pitcher, he was being interviewed live on TV, and I don't think we'll have to play it too many times, but you're listening in the background more than you're listening to the interview, okay? All right, here we go.
With Bumgarner and Juan Marichal for at least 4 outings with at least 4 outings with 10 strikeouts and no walks. Just, what does it mean to you to be in that list with those guys?
I'm sorry, guys. That's, farts are always funny. I'm not going to lie.
Did you catch it?
Did you hear it?
Might play it again.
Oh, is it just not that funny?
Who dealt it, though? Did he?
Don't know. The ghost of Willie Mays?
It had to have been a reporter, right? Because it threw him off.
He looked to his left as though it was one of his teammates waiting for him to go live on TV, and he was just dropping the bomb and, you know.
Let me see if I can pick it up again.
With Bumgarner, Gum, and Con Marshall. For at least four outings with...
there it was.
At least four outings with 10 strikeouts and no walks. Just, what does it mean to you to be in that list with those guys?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. That's... Farts are always funny.
If you fart and it gets a cough from somebody, like, that was strong. Like, if you made somebody cough from your fart, like, laughing and like, oh, but to, I'm losing my breath because of your fart. My God.
That's a big one.
How about the guy not reading the room and will not stop asking the question as soon as the fart? Like, everybody's distracted. People are laughing.
That's because they're... A lot of news reporters, think about the best news reporters had a little bit of individuality. Something they were known for, it might be crazy eyebrows. It might be catchphrases like your neck of the woods, things like that. But the ones who all talk the same, who all talk like this, they're nobodies. They go nowhere because they're stripped down to nothing.
And they're not going
to
get that question out. Their editor's going, we need this for the 5 o'clock news or whatever.
I got a deadline.
Kiss my ass texter from 828 area code. They'll get better. I thought that was right funny. Butthole.
He's right. Farts are always funny.
They always
farts
are funny.
Especially if you don't know where the phantom farts. Where's that coming from?
Yeah, you always blame us.
Well, because you're the ones who do it.
This lady is in Memphis, and this is viral as hell. It's been going around the past week. People have shared it like crazy. She was told that her favorite club burned down, and she was not happy.
Uh-oh.
And she was in the club partying before it burned down. Her reaction in the car. She's in the car when the news
The news is this is the best blooper stuff, man.
We had a ball in that joint last night. I'm somebody, I didn't even have no clothes on. I had my scrubs from work on. Just sitting in there partying last night.
Yeah.
And we left at 2 o'clock. Now here it is at 5 o'clock in the morning. My club burnt down. Who did it? Who did it? You don't mess up a good time.
Oh my God.
They stopped her in the car to tell her, like, you know. She was there a few hours before.
Dude. I want to hear it again. Like, that had every great element of...
Really
the way I heard the way the... She said, good time. Like,
we had a ball in that joint last night. I'm somebody, I didn't even have no clothes on. I had my scrubs from work on. Just sitting in there partying last night.
Yeah.
And we left at 2 o'clock. Now, here it is at 5 o'clock in the morning. My club burnt down.
Oh,
who
no.
did it? Who did it? You don't mess up a good time.
God bless.
You know, the sound bites they get in some of these cities, man.
God, that's good.
We don't really get them that much.
And she was wearing scrubs last night? Heck yeah.
It's coming from work.
Love it.
She was sitting there with no clothes on.
She said, I ain't got no panties on. I'm in the club.
You wearing scrubs. That's close.
Wearing scrubs. I don't want no scrubs.
Hanging out with scrubs.
All right. God, that was good. And usually we like... We want to go off with a boom, so you got some stellar quality stuff.
Oh, the boom is on the way.
Okay. Back to me or you?
Back to you.
Okay. Back to me. I don't want to say too much about this because it is within driving distance. It is. There used to be a place in Athens, Tennessee, where a man owned some land, and it was on a mountain cliff near a lake. And he felt bad he was trying to keep kids off drugs and stuff. So he would allow them to come jump off of this makeshift pier that he had made into I think 75 to 80 foot jump.
Jesus.
Wow.
It got shut down because, and here's not the funniness of it. I mean, a person died. A person died jumping from this guy's makeshift little pier here. And this is the guy that night being interviewed. This is from some years ago. I don't know exactly how many, but this is from Local 3 News in Tennessee.
Police say 25-year-old James Sester jumped from this homemade wooden platform off this 30-foot bluff. Police call this location unsafe and poorly operated. The sheriff even says he wants to shut it down. But the owner, Charles Womack, says he's not going anywhere.
I'm just trying to help these high school kids and college kids because they ain't got no money.
That's Herbert.
I swear to God.
It is.
I swear to you. That is not
goodness.
Herbert from Family Guy.
That ain't, come on, it's got to be Herbert.
What does he look like?
He's not as skinny on a walker wearing a bathrobe.
Yeah, so.
If that helps.
I got to get it close to the
That
end.
Was like the big spot up around that area. And the water's beautiful. It's almost like, you know, where they've been doing mining, where the water's kind of blue-green, kind of pretty like that. I don't know if it's good for your skin or not, but yeah, it's very, very pretty. But yeah, that it's been shut down now, but that's from some years ago. But that guy's voice, do you want to hit it again?
Yeah, I got it close to the end. Okay. Here.
Anywhere.
I'm just trying to help these high school kids and college kids because they ain't got no money.
I let him come swim, give him some popsicles.
Mm-hmm. Have his little dog with him.
Oh, my God.
Come on in. But at least they got Jump it shut down, hand. Though, because, you know, young man did pass away. But as that guy said, he was just trying to help them out because they didn't have no money.
I'm trying to help these little babies.
Hey, Chris.
This is...
For a Family Guy, not your ex, or your husband. My, not ex, aunt. But your...
late.
Yes.
This
he's with my mama now. How cool is that? Yeah.
I don't know exactly where this furniture store is, but it's called Showtime.
Dude, you find these local commercials that are always like bangers, man.
So, obviously you can't see the video, but picture... As they talk about the furniture, and this is a quick one because the guy's like a car salesman. As they talk about the furniture, you have a older woman in what looks to be a negligee laying on the furniture that he's talking about. And she's got her little catchphrase. And we got to show you the video at some point. But
the woman in the negligee, what age would you say? Like when you say old, what is old to you now?
I would say at least 75.
Okay.
I'll start there.
Oh, boy.
Now, she may sound younger to you, but you tell me.
Okay.
Hey, this man needs help. His baby mama put him out and he ain't got no furniture.
Let him have it.
Boss lady, this man needs a bed. And all he can afford is $69 a month. How are you gonna get another one without a bed?
Come on, baby.
This man needs a TV for his bedroom. All he can afford is $59 a month. You know he got all them children.
73 inches, baby.
Boss lady, this man needs air conditioning. It's hot on the street. And he only can pay $49 a month.
I'll cool him down, baby.
No money down, no credit check, all the time.
Let him have it.
Oh my God. I gotta show you the video in here.
Let him have it.
That's
73
woman.
Inches, baby.
Okay, I can pause it in the middle here.
That's too much, right, Paige?
Well, 70 oh my
inches
gosh.
Is plenty big. 73 is too much of a TV.
I know. What do you think? 3 inches too big? For you?
3 inches is fine.
Can you see her? What?
Robin said?
She's about to pop up.
Holy moly. She looks like Rick James' mama.
What? This one guy's just laying on the bed. He don't know what's going on. Then they go back to her.
that's Showtime with a Y.
Yeah,
it's a real place.
Oh, it's in Louisiana. Let him have it.
Oh, wow.
How about what she's talking about the TV? 73 inches, baby.
God, see New Orleans. If you hadn't fired us, we would have done commercials.
I know we would have helped you out.
Damn, that's it. Out now.
Damn it! We might. Wait, we could have done remotes at Showtime with hey that lady.
Her. She seemed nice.
Can I do another one?
Yeah, please.
I work in.
Don't make me do this. You making me do the send off?
You got the send off. I think the send off is going to be good.
Oh, okay.
Well, this thanks. One here.
It's not a competition, though.
No, it's not. It really ain't. Don't like you just want to like cuss people out, and that's what the FOF hotline is for. 864-241-4318, open 24/7. This is that's a voicemail that you leave messages on. Mm-hmm. Well, this number here is a number you call to get a live response. If you want to talk some junk to somebody, guess what? They're going to talk junk back to you.
Oh, nice.
Like a 900 number?
Oh, yeah. This is a great service.
Is it like ladies doming you?
Not ladies.
Not ladies?
Nope.
Oh, God. Is this another hey stud?
Next time you get mad and you want to call somebody to talk some junk, maybe you think about calling these guys.
Good tease.
You want to talk some shit? Call me. Start some shit, bitch. Sup, fool? You gonna talk about me, homie? Where you from? Hundreds of is waiting for your motherfucking call, and they all talking about you right now. You wanna sell that shit? Call these motherfuckers ASAP.
Yeah, I said some shit. What? Man, fuck you and your bone spurs.
The hardest is standing by, ready to pick up that phone. Buff.
My.
1-2-1-3. 3-4-3. Just dial, I'll f*** you up. Deaf, classic, mystery, psycho, Jewish.
You got some motherfucking nerds calling me out Shabbat on some little bullshit ass.
Better calm that shit down and come around here and show me some fucking respect before me and my come up here and beat your ass off top.
Off top.
He's talking shit. Call now.
$4.99 per minute.
Dude, is that what MC Ren did after NWA broke up?
I think it was.
Oh my God.
He said we got mystery blanks and death blanks.
Oh my Jewish God. Blank.
How about he said
Nerds
off top?
Nerds colony.
It's all, can I say off top? Is that cool now? Like, let me cook, bro. Bussin' and Erm. Off top. Big Chungus.
Oh my God.
What the hell?
Whatever damn. Else kids say.
I wish it wasn't all bleeped out, but you can't hear it.
I know.
Paige, pay the fine and we'll air it all. Yeah. I think but $250K per, that would have been about $9 million.
It would have been a lot just in that one. Words that, like, normally you wouldn't bleep, that you have to bleep in context.
In context, for sure. Dang.
I couldn't bleep ladies saying 73 inches, baby.
Baby, goodness. Give it to them. God, it's weird. I just like, I hear a little bit of my mom and even that lady. Like, give it to them, baby.
Let them have it.
My TV ain't 73 inches long. All right. When you're a fan of any team, any athletic event, you know, you're talking about at WrestleMania. Someone was there from every state in America, and like I forget how many countries around the world that bought tickets to actually go to WrestleMania. Hockey fans are nuts, and I'm not talking about feces. I'm talking about the sport of hockey. This is a lady who was clearly overserved, but look, she was on vacation. She's from Scotland, and she's a big fan somehow of the Toronto Maple Leafs. So she came in to see a series of two, maybe three games while she was in town. They did not win, and she claimed on television that she might have been the reason why. Listen to this.
I'm really sorry. I came all the way from Scotland. I thought the Leafs were going to win. Two games they lost. It must have been the fact that the guys were so overwhelmed at the size of my massive f***ing t- They lost concentration. I am sorry. They let me sit on the bench. That's why they lost tonight. They were overcome by Scottish pheromones. They didn't know what they were doing.
Oh, God.
Now, the bleeps, I hope you get the bleeps, because I was like, fat boy, she says big, her big, massive blankin' blanks. I was like, well, people know. Guess it, text in, 1-800.
You didn't see what she looked like? How big was she?
You want to see it?
Yeah.
You'll see it live?
Watch it.
How big were they? Listen to you, Paige. You sound like a woman at a bachelorette party. Hold on.
No, I mean, she just vulgar.
Was she vulgar?
Well, I mean, I mean,
they were. I gotta make sure my volume's not on because obviously my version will not be censored.
She said BFTs.
Yeah, there you go. All right, there you go, Paige. I'll watch her.
Oh,
you can
my
see
God.
The transcript on it. She grabs them and kind of motorboats the microphone with her. Will you play it again, real quick, fat boy?
Oh, Jesus.
God Almighty. Now that people know, like she's saying, BFTs, yeah.
Okay.
I'm really sorry. I came all the way from Scotland. I thought the Leafs were going to win. Two games they lost. It must have been the fact that the guys were so overwhelmed at the size of my massive f***ing t- They lost concentration. I am sorry. They let me sit on the bench. That's why they lost tonight. They were overcome by Scottish pheromones. They didn't know what they were doing.
She's like a young fat God. Bastard.
She's like the new Hawk Tua. Like, I'm going to start a digital meme coin in her honor now called Big F and T's.
Good for you.
Yeah. You want in?
Uh-uh.
All right.
Oh, they couldn't stand the salt of my bibs.
I'll put you on the flip side.
Pass.
Remember the heads or tails coins? Did you ever have one of those as a child? They'd have a woman's breasts on one side and her butt on the other.
They got it in Myrtle Beach.
Oh, Lord.
They couldn't look at my bibs.
Oh, my God.
I was why. I love that brogue. Like, I love it.
At the end. They don't know what they're doing.
They don't know what they're doing. It sounded like Becky Lynch.
God, she was moving those
suckers.
I mean,
suckers. I was thinking she looked like a stripper with her boobies overprocessed.
She could be a stripper. She'd mm-hmm. be the bouncer as well.
Yeah,
I mean, you feel could. The wind off of those suckers, man.
Like, and when she cups them and, like, holds them up to she's only holding probably 10% of herself. The rest of it is not possible to
could
touch.
Be fat.
She can't get it all. Even if she put her arms up under them.
Yeah, it was, I mean.
Oh, like, they're too big. I can't hold them up.
Like, whatever's worse than heavy hangers. I mean, that was all right there.
Back her problems.
Clay has back problems. Big time.
Well, she's like rubbing them and talking real slow. Oh, yeah, I like to see these, don't you?
You want me to talk crap to you? I do it. I'm in a bad mood, too. My hockey team just lost.
Oh, you want me to pull them on out, don't you? Oh, they'll get it in a noose and we'll put it right off.
This text says, that lady, the hockey lady, reminds me of the raccoon lady. Well, how? Why?
God.
How in the world do you hear my big blinking blinks and then think of, I like that woman. She sounds real nice. I'd let her get my
I live way out in the woods, and she can come and stay with me. I got a bunch of flashlights, and we can hunt raccoons, and I'll eat her all night if she's in any way involved in that way.
Oh, what you say you want to eat?
That's her cousin, I think, in fact.
All night.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Kanye.
That's America. If you send us your clips or tag us in them, you can hit me up at O-Matthew, O-H-M-F. What? I'm not OMFer. OHMAFFEW and then Fatboys at Fatboy933.
Send them all, man. That was great.
Yeah, that was
good. God, that was fun.
That was good.
Massa boobies.
My big, messy blanks. Paige, go down to some Swamp Rabbits game. See if you can distract the team.
Okay.
We'll bet on the other team and win hundreds of dollars. All right. Fantastic. 1-800-774-0093. We'll get on the horn, touch base with you next. We got all kind of stuff to talk about. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Now, give this a moment. Don't freak out yet. Because when it kicks in, it's pretty awesome.
thought something was wrong.
Yeah. You getting a call, Paige? Hey, what's up to the working women tonight?
Donna.
Unemployment, yeah. Unemployed ladies? Everybody.
All of you.
We're doing shots at the bar. Paige is on the main stage.
Oh. Yeah, ladies. Yeah. Welcome to the dance floor, yeah.
Get your glow sticks out. I mean, your glow sticks.
Oh, that's trippy.
Somebody dropped a Nintendo Switch.
Okay.
Okay. Fiend.
Yeah.
Fiend. Fiend.
Yeah, wings
fiend.
Are 25 cents at the fiend. Bar.
Fiend. Isn't that all you can eat night?
Come back for trivia tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Crab legs on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of places you don't want crabs, between the legs, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew. Save that for Friday night's comedy night.
You just nailed the post with that. That was great.
That's good, fat boy. You should be a DJ when you grow up.
How about when I grow out?
It's so weird. Like, if this song, like the original song, Ring My Bell, like if there was some kind of, in the recording process, if there was like some snafu where it was all screwed up like this, they would have been like pulling their hair out like, you blankety blank blanks. And now, yep. It's like old blue jeans. Like, you'd buy patches for them. You dare not go out with the holes in your jeans. People think it's poor or, that was mainly my thing. It's like, I don't want people to think I'm poor, but they knew where I lived. But it was like, you know, now, it sounds like such an old, it sounds like an insurance commercial. But like now, y'all buying jeans that have the whole front ripped out of it and you're paying more for it.
Right?
I can't remember. I can't remember the effect, but the Bee Gees were one of the first ones, and their producer might have been Gluten, that were like monkeying with certain effects. Mm. Like they were kind of messing with it first as far as like studio goes. Mm. I was thinking about this because of that, and then they show Rick Rubin at WrestleMania, and I'm like, oh, he's not wearing white.
Yeah, yeah. But how he was looking at all those lights and he was wearing like those, what's his face name? Let's play a fun game here. Madman match game.
I really do like
Fear and Loathing.
I'm thinking about the movie Johnny Depp, Benicio del Toro.
What's the guy's name? Like the real guy.
Oh, Hunter Thompson.
Yeah, Hunter S. You know, nice. Those glasses.
It's not Hunter's.
Imagine being at an event where all the lights are on like that, and you're looking through those orange, like almost like you're going out to shoot guns.
Eerie.
Those,
yeah.
Yeah. Free. Well, you're like eerie.
I don't want to say an odd cat, but you're like a kind of a different type person if you like Hunter S. Right? Like if you're a fan. That type of, like, you know, like aura of.
It's almost
whatever
like
gonzo journalism is.
Or
drugs and whatnot.
Timothy Leary art. It's like that
drop
part,
in, drop out.
Like you probably did a lot of acid in high school, right? Like, just say the least.
Me?
Like, if you like that type of.
I only did it three times. Well, no, that was no, that was like not probably, even. I was after high school. Yeah, I didn't do it. I was drug free in high school.
The stabbing was after high school.
That was freshman year of college. The stabbing. Don't bring that up. I hate it.
But like, the whole Hunter S. Thompson like angle, freaky. Like aura of it's like you probably wake up and. Like do hard drugs now, right? Like, you know,
and
bang
then go
some H.
Ride through the desert.
Yeah, I didn't like the movie. Like
on a horse that was never given a name. We're going to burn a man, I believe is what they said. We're going to go burn a man.
Like, I know he was an interesting guy. Like, he was
a burning man. I know the guy who was burned in the desert.
I was talking about that big old thing they make like a big scarecrow and burn it at the festival. Mm-hmm. Burning Man.
You mean like accident?
You talking about a real man that caught on fire?
In the desert?
The hell?
Like somebody tried to kill him?
Your stories, I don't doubt them anymore. They're incredible. You knew someone who was burned in a desert.
Yeah.
God, like why were like?
Was this
somebody after him?
Like, was it like
La Cosa Nostra?
Someone who had owed some money, or was it someone who had dated outside of?
He died, and well, they burned him in the desert.
Oh, like a Viking funeral
Parsons.
With no water?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you meant like somebody owed him money, like there's like gay just, San Francisco
yeah.
mafia
like
that chased
them. Cement blocks, except they're gay and they burn you in the desert.
Yeah. Oh, you talk about, well, even so, that's
a good song.
You can't do that, right?
Pearl Jam.
You can't burn somebody without.
Well, he was dead.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know the way people are about that, like with the, you know, fumes and crap.
Like when I got the ashes, I was told, like, you have to have this receipt with the ashes saying that these are, like, certified ashes. I can only imagine if you have a body you're trying to burn.
You sent them to PSA yet?
Well, I mean, it's more like, I guess they thought it was like a religious thing to let
I don't
out
see, and, I
like,
mean,
you know.
It don't bother me.
It don't bother me.
It's probably going to smell like hell.
Like, did they burn him on fire? They put him like on a rock and just let him cook?
I don't know. I don't remember. God. I messed with my uncle for years because that was his best friend.
Oh, okay.
He was
there? Played in the band with him. Yeah.
God. Uncle George. You can't get those temperatures, right? Like, you can't, you have to pretty much incinerate somebody, right? You can't replicate those temperatures in a desert to efficiently burn a body. I don't think.
I wondered about that too, because you know, like things like okay.
Plus, do you light the wick first? Like, how are you gonna burn them?
Where do you put the wick at? Like in one of the ears and the nostril, the mouth.
I think you pour gasoline on his gimmick and just set it on fire.
Oh, that would be the, don't go there first.
Somebody's got to hold it.
Put a stick of dynamite up his rear end. It's awful. That's just awful. It's like that whale that time in Myrtle Beach. Do you remember that story?
Oh, yeah.
The whale that beached up on there and
blubber everywhere.
They're like, oh, what do we do? He's dead. We don't want to cut him up here on the. We're just going to blow it up. And then blubber just went through the air. Almost like in Cleveland that time when that incredible balloon disaster. When all the they wanted to do the massive balloon.
It was a million, right?
Million balloons, whatever it was. And then it messed up airplanes, all the animals and, you know, balloons were landing in the ocean and just.
It thwarted a rescue mission that killed two people.
An incredible nightmare of a disaster that was, hey, we're just going to join together. In the 80s, everybody wanted to hold hands across America, farm aid. We are the world, and then we just turn into this bitter, mean world where we're like, oh, we'll put hashtags for praying for you. That's it.
I said Jim, but it's actually Graham Parsons.
You liar!
No, I didn't mean to say that.
It was probably Alan Parsons.
No, Benny. It was Graham.
Well, like, Benny Parsons?
Did he say if he was like
missing how long, Parsons?
How long did he stay? Did it start to smell bad or?
I don't know. I wasn't around.
Weirdest, creepiest.
Well, I figure like he would like lay out the story instead of just like walking by saying, "Hey,
OD'd,
burn a body."
And they.
Where you been today?
They set him on fire. That's all I know.
Wow. God. I will buy your book. I will.
I will too, because it'd be a bunch of short stories. Now, don't do that on the cover of the book, whatever you just did. That's a highly offensive thing.
She was doing that thing where she was massaging her temples, but it looked like she was doing a facial racial slur.
Facial racial slur.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Keely Shea live with an update. Keely, I'll play the role of Keely for this. Hello. We were talking earlier about, do the voice. Hello.
Hello. That's
like Rob Ineria said his pig is 11. And we were like, what is that in human years, that weird conversion rate? Pigs are only 1.2 human years. So you take 1 year and then go 1.2.
Okay.
So his pig is, do some quick math here for you, a little over 10 years old.
Okay.
Still an underage pig.
Okay.
I thought she's a lot older.
There's such, you know, and I spoke erroneously earlier. Speaking of Rob erroneously, we were talking about his pig a moment ago.
Not talking about his hog.
No. His pig. No, it's like a
Not talking about Rob's hog.
It's like that of a racehorse from Russia, I understand. He urinates very fast. He has to. Yeah. He's in court. It's like, boom, I got to be back.
Yeah, I heard he takes a bucket into court and just puts it up under the desk.
No, he wears a catheter.
Okay.
This runs around the courtroom like a silly straw from back in the day.
It does. It goes around.
Poor Rob.
It goes. He doesn't wear seersuckers. He loves pointing them out. But
he doesn't wear the red tie.
Up and
down. He's got his own court hammer. He smashes when he's got a piss.
It's called a gavel.
Court hammer.
Court hammer. That's your karate sword.
A karate sword.
I got a katana, karate sword. So a court hammer. Yeah, I love that.
That's your new name.
Rob should write a country song. I grew up on a gavel road. Sitting on a gavel road, Lady Justice blinded by the light. There's something to do with that.
Mm-hmm. Country songs are easy to write. There's got to be one in there somewhere.
You left me at Core Hammer.
Yeah. You're thinking of Judge Wapner right now, aren't you?
You shouldn't say that, but you know.
No.
Other judges.
Judy Justice. I can't be Judge Judy anymore, so I'm Judy Justice. It's like she wrestled at WWF and now went to WCW. It's like, we want them to know that it's you, but we can't call you Judge Judy. What can we call you? Judicial Judy? A Judy?
That's what they would do that with Sid. You got to be Psycho Sid here, then you got to be,
Sid Vicious.
Oh, boy.
Can't call you Sid Judy.
Sid Justice.
Rest in peace, Frank's daddy.
Right. Yeah. Let's play a quick game. You ready? I don't have a game show theme for it, but I'll do it, off the cuff. It's now time to play Guess What New Animal Matt Got to Console Himself.
No, lies.
Can I guess? A flamingo.
What is that supposed to mean?
Can you even get those?
You said guess.
Oh, okay.
Because I think that would be
good
fun.
Guess. Not a flamingo. Oh, and before Fat Boy says gay dolphin, referring to the Myrtle Beach gift shop, no.
Oh. I'm going to say something that I'm surprised.
Peacock. A peacock.
No, I'm going to say something I'm surprised.
Great network.
You don't have, which I thought you would have had by now. And I'm going to say a dog. Like a farm dog.
Oh, we got a farm dog. Lady.
You got a farm dog?
Lady.
A kitty cat.
You not a farm. She's in and out. I mean, she lives at night inside, but she's all over. They all get along.
Oh, okay.
She's a, you know, she barks and protects, and she's.
Well,
he already
has a farm cat, right?
Got two.
All right.
Got Leo and Tom.
Did you buy an eagle?
Did not buy an eagle. They look down upon that.
You got a possum?
No.
You probably do. Just don't know it.
Probably do. Yeah, I probably have a couple of raccoons that I don't.
Did you buy a polecat?
Did not buy a polecat. Although it smells like it sometimes.
Oh. I thought you'd get one with no stink sack on it.
You know, they say that that's not. That's like declawing a cat, taking the stink sack out of a possum or a what's the other one?
Did you get an emu?
You just interrupted my comedic bit. What is the animal now? A skunk. All right. Did I get an emu? No. Incorrect.
Oh, damn.
You would not get another cow because they're big animals. I don't think you'd get another horse.
No. No. No.
You already got a...
You're very close. You're very close.
Oh, something that big? That size?
I think you got one.
Oh, I got a great way. I got a great way to announce this, but I can't play music from this side.
What do you want to, like, what are you thinking about? I can.
Any cartoon character like that.
Well, if I say it, it's going to give it away. I want to make this a fun little thing. Hold on a minute. Let me see if I can. You know what? Let's play Name That Tune. Or not Name That Tune, but let me play a. How many guesses, how many notes do you need to hear?
Okay.
This is so out of the way.
Four? Paige is going to have like 50 guesses. She's already lapped me in guesses.
Paige?
Yeah.
You're going to say 50?
Yeah. 49.
So you're going to hum it, and then we have to guess.
I don't know what it was. I'm playing the wrong version, actually. I'm sorry.
I don't know what that is.
Hold on. I want to make this work. Give me a moment.
I want to guess it,
people
too. People
say, you guys, you probably prepare your whole show and you know everything you're going to say and you got a script in there or whatever.
Those people can go to hell.
Clearly, yeah, right? We do not.
Go somewhere else.
Okay. Let me see what this
is. I don't want you to just say it. I want to guess.
I know. This is fun. Oh, you know, why is this not showing up? Okay. Hold on. Here we go. This will be fun. For those of you that are turning your head side to side saying this is a waste, you can suck it and happy birthday. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Maybe. Hold on. My phone's being weird.
Probably a stupid
ad. We can't go
watch.
On the thing now. Like, we have to, on our, I don't know if I say it or not. We can't use work Wi-Fi on our phones.
Nope. Not supposed to.
Did you get a camel?
It's just the toe. He has the knuckle of a moose hanging on his wall.
I rub it for good luck, but not with my hand. That's weird.
I'm going to say horse. I'll just say you got a horse and you're trying to swerve me right now.
You think this is a swerve?
Yep.
Why is this, dude, this song is, this is so dumb.
Like, you got your thumb over the speaker?
No. Let me walk up here and show you. Like, this will give it away to you, but that... by them.
Oh, I got that over here. Yeah.
It's not showing up on the
Paige won't know it, but I got it.
I won't know it.
Well, let's let it play till Paige figures it out. Okay. That's the way we'll spin this into something fun.
So you're not going to hear it on the podcast, but we'll tell you what it is after.
We'll tell you after. We won't hear it on the podcast because okay. Ready, Paige?
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go. Say, you need to go anymore? Mm-mm. You know the answer. What is the answer?
I don't know.
All right.
Are you want a little more?
We're going to, now, as soon as you know what it is, say stop.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Give me that dunk and bust them big old legs. I ain't too hard to bet. And I'm
saving this game. I'm going to break out on the bag like that. She's dancing. She didn't say stop.
She hasn't said stop yet.
Yeah.
Hey.
I love donkeys.
You want to see a picture?
Yes. I love them.
I'll give $1,000. No, I won't.
How about lunch?
I'll give lunch to you if you can guess its name. No, I've told you. No, I haven't.
Eeyore.
No, I wouldn't remember.
That's a great guess. Wrong. Isn't he sweet?
Yeah, he's good size, too.
Here's a hint. He's four, which means...
I'm going to say Eddie.
Eddie's a great name.
That's my guess.
Eddie's the...
Go ahead and book lunch.
A donkey is Jack. Three times us. Like jackass? Gosh, that's jackass. So clever.
You're welcome.
Unfortunately, not unfortunately, fortunately, perhaps.
Jackie.
It was Jasper's turn to name. So.
Bluey the donkey.
Bluey the donkey. Oh, God. Yeah, great. That's great. It's great. No, that is Banjo the donkey.
Banjo. That's good.
That's a good name for a donkey.
Banjo
is his name.
How did he like come up with that, though?
The imagination of a child. It's just like, it puts his finger on his chin and goes, literally, just like this. His name's Banjo. Like some prophet came down and spoke to him.
Done.
We will call him Banjo.
There God, it
that
is.
Works. You want to drip him out and get some, get a chain for him?
I am getting a gold tooth for his front.
You are?
No, Jesus Christ. No. He is, I mean, he's all registered and everything and all that, but like, yeah.
Banjo the donkey.
Does he bang? Does he bang? Like a...
Bang?
Whatever. What it was called.
I'm thinking of another headline story.
No.
Does the donkey bang?
The donkey.
Does he go?
Like, yes.
I have not got good audio of him doing that. He's very timid.
Because they'll run to you and say that.
Oh, all I heard her say was, is that donkey bang?
Bay.
Donkey bay. Give me that donkey butt.
Donkey
you know,
buddy.
He really don't have a big butt at all, really. No. It's kind of proportionate to the rest of his body.
And how old you
he
say it was?
Four, so that makes him in human years 12.
Now, if he gets lonely, you have to get him another one.
You know what? To hell with you.
Not a dude, though.
You're like somebody who... that's your baby. Well, you have another one soon, aren't you?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that they're herd animals.
Would
so
you get
lonely.
Another dude donkey?
I don't know. I don't know that, like, I can't imagine what donkey sex sounds like. That's got to be, like, just, like, loud, like, incredibly loud. Like, it sounds like, if you know the sound, it probably sounds like passion, but if you don't, it sounds like something's being hurt.
Imagine how two dude donkeys are going to sound. It's going to be loud.
I don't think they go, I don't know.
They don't ask questions.
But they run around and talk to each other. It's really cute.
That is a guy singing that, give me that donkey butt.
what if Otis is warming up?
Which 69 boy? Oh my God, there was 69 boys singing about donkey's butt.
God, it's destiny.
It gets worse the more you think about it. What was 95 South whooping? My God. You know.
You know.
Music. Oh. The international language.
God, why are they called that? I didn't even think about that.
The 69 boys?
Tag team? Were they like tag teaming each other?
Tag team back again.
Check in the Rick and listen again. Party on, party people live here. Some noise.
Beach season now. Going to jump. Joy. Party on.
Oh, God. French vanilla, Rocky Road, chocolate peanut butter cookie dough.
I want to roller skate now, man. I really do.
I want to watch other people do it.
watch me do a brief 40K to the 40K. How many steps do you think it is to the bathroom?
I got it. If it's right that much, you'd never go.
I'll check right now and tell you. Okay. And then, Paige, you tell us what you're working on the Plex.
Yeah.
If I had more thumbs.
I can wait.
Okay, we'll wait.
No, I mean, I'm saying you ain't going to do it fast because I got to pee real bad.
Okay.
But don't.
Don't wait.
No, I'm saying you don't have to hurry through it. I'm not about to spill.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
But
I
am meaning
yeah, you want to know what's happening.
It's crowning.
Yeah. We're going to know why fish is so important. I haven't heard that band.
I got a worm head
mentioned
poking.
In a long time.
In,
we're going to find out all that more in Rise Guys Headlines.
This is the Rise Guys. Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.